For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of our discussion last week on the Cultural Baggage Show with renowned San Francisco attorney, Mr. Tony Serra.
Understand this, the world, the civilized world, we, you know, are the new empire builders. We are the new whatever invaders, the oil seekers. We, you know, torture. We, through Machiavellian means, might makes right prevail, you know, over their culture. It's as sinister, you know, as the English colonialism period and Bush is, from my, you know, point of view, the figurehead of the movement. Let's see what happens next. You know, next is the Patriot Act, and after that, the concept of domestic terrorism is on the rise. You get a few young kids, you know, hugging a tree, and they become domestic terrorists up in Northern California. I'm talking about the Redwoods. So we're in a dangerous state. Totalitarian, you know, KGBism is alive and well in the United States. The so-called thin blue line has become a thick blue wall that suffocates our civil rights and freedoms. And for the most part, we're apathetic and fear-stricken and, you know, without any capacity or vision to see it or to block it. Half the people in the United States, you say, will you give up the First Amendment? Will you give up the Fourth Amendment? We'll protect you. Oh, it's very dangerous out there. It's chaotic out there. You know, your life and liberty and savings are at jeopardy. But give us the Fourth Amendment. Give us the First Amendment. Give us the Fifth Amendment, and you will be secure. You'll have your car, and you'll have your television, you know, you'll have your little physical comforts, and we will protect you, says Big Brother. And if you put that out to vote right now, more than 50% of the Americans would sign off. They'd sign off the Constitution because they're in a state of fear and trembling that has mostly been propagated by United States and in, you know, in my mind, a very deceptive method, just like they're buying articles over in Baghdad. They've been doing that for years one way or the other.
Last week, Capitol Hill Blue newspaper in D.C., according to reporter Doug Thompson, President Bush, in a meeting with Republican congressional leaders, stated, quote, stop throwing the Constitution in my face. It's just a goddamn piece of paper, end quote. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.